So hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of The Pivot of Change. Today I have a new guest, it's Eliska, and she's a freedom catalyst, a woman's mentor, a visual artist, and what she also called a womanpreneur. I really like that name. And she mainly focuses on empowerment of the feminine globally, so all around the world, and her excitement, curiosity, and thirst for freedom and intimacy has led her to leading women in over 60 countries. So she also really loves to travel. And she loves to explore yogic and spiritual traditions of all different types of cultures around the world. So I'm really happy that you're here today.
Thank you. I'm really, really glad that I get to share with all of you guys.
That's great. And so what I'm really interested in, and I love the name Freedom Catalyst, but what does it actually mean? And could you maybe explain a little bit more about the work that you do?
Mm-hmm. So for me, freedom is the ultimate expansion into your true self, right? Because as many of us grow up in society, there are layers and layers and layers upon layers that are happening to try to fit you into a box or put you in a position that, especially when you grow up, like the first transition or the first model that you have is the family and how they live. And the whole world is expanding and changing in a very rapid rate. And with that, we as humans are changing as well. And women especially are expanding and growing faster, way faster than like they're just basically the earth already expanded and chose different vibration, and now we're like popping up into that. So Freedom Catalyst for me is just helping and supporting people, especially women in my case, to really embody what's their true purpose, or what they already know that they are capable of in every moment of their life without holding back to that old self. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the ultimate freedom, to choose new you in every moment. And to move forward and deeper instead of back and shallow.
Yeah. So, and what inspired you yourself to start doing this work and working with women on such a deep level?
Mm-hmm. So there's so much to that story, because I feel, basically everyone's life, it's like an example of transitioning or like of growing into something bigger. And for me, like the point of like, oh, there's something that is happening was when I was 16, I was a professional athlete. I've always been. And I lived in a very strong, like achievement oriented way. Like I want to be the first and like very competitive. And I was like, yeah, let's win this. And I forgot my body. Like I was going forward in this way. Like I want some, like there's something more, but from the wrong point, like from the old way. So from the way of like, of if you can call it like the masculine way, the masculine, that like the wounded masculine to like force things without actually taking time and checking in. And then I was running and I literally peed myself. Like, I was that was a run from the Czech Republic to Venice, a nonstop run. And I was running and I peed myself, like, whoa, what is this? Like, what? It was in front of like so many beautiful, professional athletes, and I was like, wow, it was a really shameful experience. And that brought me to my yoni and to my intimate parts. When I say yoni, I mean vagina or vulva, pussy. And to check in with myself, like what is there, like, what, you know, I didn't give birth. I am an athlete, so all my muscles are really like strong, like everything is working. So what's happening? So it was just a reminder of to go down and to explore more. And so since then, I was like, I went through the medical part, like the doctors who wanted to give me pills when I was 16, told me that I have to have a surgery. I'm like, whoa, this is not who I am, like how I'm going to do this. Yeah. So I decided to look further, that there must be a different way. And I knew that there is more for me than that. So it took me to my life is really a series of interactions that are happening in the moment of, and now I'm looking back, I'm like, oh, that's why, you know, I was meeting like womb healers. Every person who I met on this journey was someone who brought a little piece of puzzle for me to understand deeper to what the feminine work is. And that's why I feel that I have traveled to so many countries, like this Voyager Explorer, so that other women who don't have this blueprint of like the traveler or someone who can actually fearlessly go for it, that they can benefit from what I have collected and gathered, mm-hmm. without having to go through this painful experience, and know that there's nothing shameful about it, and that it's actually just your body in whatever way, like it brought you down, you know. So it doesn't have to be like peeing, or it can be so many cervical cancers, so many like vulvodynia, when your yoni like literally contracts and doesn't let anyone or anything in. And so there's so many different issues for the feminine body that just basically is saying, hey, feel me. I am here to show you something deeper, and to show you a connection that is way bigger than you can possibly imagine yourself to be. So it's like an invitation to dream bigger, to be free. Yeah.
That's amazing. And so good that you mentioned that as well, because I'm also really into sports. And in the beginning, I was way doing it for more from a competitive, like, not that I'm really that competitive, but always wanting to do better, more, and really overburning your body, and which is not healthy. And I've also spoken to a lot of female athletes that perform at quite a high level in CrossFit. And the thing you said about the peeing, I've heard multiple women actually mention that. And then they feel, with me, they feel comfortable to share it, but actually it's something they're really ashamed of. Like, I was standing like on the stage and I just beat myself, you know, when she had to pick up the trophy and all these different things. And you now hear what I do think is great, more and more women opening up about it as well. So I do feel there's a big change in it. So that the shame becomes like less and less.
Yeah, and I hope they all come to me, or at least to someone who is gonna press the button of a reminder, because it's really about the difference between forcing and the feminine way of being, like forcing and being, right? So if you're living in a very forcing, athletic way, like you can be an athlete, and you can also be very feminine and receive, but it is important to learn the art of receiving first, so that you can be a healthy athlete in a healthy, vibrant body for any woman, really. And when I go to a pharmacy or a store, there's a whole freaking aisle full of pee-pads. Yeah, it's like having incontinence, like even for older women, right? All of us I don't want that to be a norm. It's bullshit to be a norm that when you are older, when you grow older, that you pee, like that incontinence is a thing. Like that, it's not, like that is not normal. Yeah, and the society puts it into a box of normal because there is a whole freaking aisle for that. Mm-hmm. Like it's as normal as having a moon cycle, which hasn't been talked about for ages. Yeah, but so there is this like connection to, you know, something is coming out of you as blood and pee, but that is actually not normal. Like healthy yoni is a vibrant, juicy, and you can literally like control. And when I say control, it's more like pulsate and activate your life force, your sexual energy that pulsates or moves your whole body. And that also, I use the word control, but it does help you to hold your being without you trying. So like mm-hmm. yoni is meant to be responsive. Yeah, so that when you jump or when you sneeze, it's just by itself, like she's vibrant. And so whenever it's not the case, it means that your body is just showing you to start receiving, to start softening, to come more into, like to find your feminine so that you can come to balance and grow from there. Like it's like a tree and you got to find your roots and your like nourishment to be strong and tall. So like that. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. And what you also mentioned more in the beginning is that also to be able to receive. And that's a very mm-hmm. important feminine quality, of course. But what I've noticed with myself and also I think with other women that we can have really trouble receiving, mm-hmm. right? That can be difficult or we have different things blocking us from doing that. So how can we open ourselves up more to receive?
Mm-hmm. So there are so many different practices that you can do. And to me, it's really important to learn this in a safe space, especially start with yourself, mm-hmm. right? And the art of receiving, like, can you actually receive one breath? Right? Everyone can do that. Like when you take a breath, that is like the life is breathing you. You are receiving life. And if with that breath, if you can bring it to, no, I am sensual. Like I can, I deserve, I am worthy, I am infinite, I am love. Like even just that is already like giving you this like, ooh, you know, this feels good. And it's moving me. So, you know, the practices like one-on-one or when you have a guide or yoni egg or literally just starting with the breath. And that is like a foundation of all my work is breath, because that's the ultimate part of you that is receiving at all times because you are breathing. Yeah,
it's so simple, but also so powerful at the same time.
You know.
Yeah,
it sounds really like, you know. Can you give me something more? Like, well, you know, it's because it is so simple. It is so challenging for people because everyone is looking for complexity. Everyone is looking for some kind of a solution, like surgeries and this and that. But like, imagine if you can change your whole life by a breath, like suddenly you have your own power back, which means that you are responsible for your own life, that you are creating your life. You are the creator. So you become free from being a victim. And so many people are afraid of that. Yeah, and so many women are afraid of their own power, so that taking the power back feels scary. And what I'm here to say is that it's so worthy, and like the world is expanding into that. And it's your birthright to be free, to feel sensual, to feel sexual, to use this power to manifest things, to receive things into your life, instead of having to go and force and push something. You actually just lay back, like spread your legs, and you're like, okay, bring it on, life. And you start, like, you switch the flow of energy from giving and, like, not giving in a way that that doesn't feel, or it's more switching the flow of energy from forcing to receiving, and then from there you can give, like, from the fullness of yourself.
So that's beautiful. And what I also heard you mention, that what I found really interesting, and I was also thinking about it, that, and I think it's also the same thing with power, kind of as well, that you mentioned that we desire freedom, but at the same time we run away from it as well. Could you maybe share some thoughts on that? Because I thought it was something really interesting.
Yeah. Because when you are fully free, then you have the power. Like, you realize basically what I just said, you realize that you are creating your life, and that everything that is happening to you is happening for you, and there is no control in that, and that you have a freedom of choice in every moment. So there's no way you can blame anything or anyone anymore. And that is like totally new way of living and being, right? And there are not that many models in life, like, especially in families, that you can actually look up to and say, oh, this is the way to live. Like, you gotta trace this path to freedom and realize that you are already free and you have always been. That it's a choice that is deep inside of you to let go of all the old bullshit, really, the programs that are running the show, and be like, oh, I got it. It's just, I'm free. And at the same time, like, you are here already in this world, like, for your higher purpose, for your higher you. Like, you are meant to be creating something. You are a creator or creatrix. Talking about women, like, you are you as a woman have so much creative, powerful energy flowing through you, which you can tap into through the work with, you know, orgasmic sensuality, the breath, the practices and opening of your yoni, your pussy. To that is always pulsing through you. And then from there, like, you just have to let go and surrender to the ultimate freedom that you are living, right? Because that freedom is, like, you have chosen a path, like, the things, what I know and what I really share is that, like, you can plan, but the ultimate freedom comes when you realize that it is planned already for you, and that you don't have to do anything. That you just gotta be like, yeah, receiving it all, and I'm just saying yes to my highest truth, to my alignment, to that energy, to the magnetic force that is happening, and choosing from a place of love, of expansion, like, when it feels light, when, like, this part of you and your yoni is like, this is juicy, this is good, that's a yes, in your body, and that's a yes for the experience. And if your body does this, and you know, you pee yourself, or like you struggle with something, your body is in pain, or you have some kind of an accident, or something is happening in your life that is like, that is just your soul showing you that there is more for you to just let go into and surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can help us to let go and surrender more in life?
Breath.
Again, breath. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Like, yeah. It's just also being around, like, having mentors, being around people who are living this way already, like, mm-hmm. choosing the different type of connections. Because I don't know who said that you are the combination of five people that you hang out with. So just checking in with yourself, who it is that you're hanging out, and also being able to recognize that it's okay to let go. It's okay to choose new, and that your soul is just asking you to expand and to live your full potential, your purpose. You know, and the sexual energy is helping you with that because it's life moving you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And could you also maybe explain further and share your thoughts about what sexual energy is? Because mm-hmm. for some, it might be a new concept or something they already know, but might still be confused about.
Right. That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I like haven't thought about it in a long time, because for me it's such a innate part of me all the time that it's like I live in a constant state of orgasmic experience, basically. So sexual energy for a lot of people, it's the moment like you tap into it when you have an orgasm, right? Mm-hmm. And there, like the moment when you come. And the highest point is like, that's for a lot of people, that's it. But actually, that is just one way of feeling that. When you can extend and expand, so imagine the point of orgasm, like right before you orgasm, you lose the energy when you orgasm in a way that you don't know how to like bring it back and harness it. So that moment before you orgasm, like, and imagine that energy expanding into your whole body and filling your whole body up. And it starts moving in a way like in that moment, you can open your body to receive anything and everything that you desire. Like, it's so powerful that whatever thought you have in the moment of this orgasmic experience, like right before an orgasm and during the orgasm, like you can actually learn to orgasm with every cell of your body. Mm-hmm. Or not learn, but I would more use the word remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has always been inside of you, and it is available for everyone. You know, for a woman who has never had an orgasm, to a woman who can have multiple orgasms, like it's not about orgasm as it is about the energy that you move to achieve that one point of orgasm, but letting yourself deep into it. And that's what I call sexual energy. Mm-hmm. Is when like this sensuality and the life is pulsing and your whole body moves like, oh, you know, this feels good, and you become magnetic. You're literally like, you know, it like your field expands so much that you walk into a room and everyone can feel you, that you stepped into it. Yeah, it helps you to tap into your full potential. Like it helps you to understand that you are worthy, that you are loved, that you are full of life, that you are big, right? Because like when you have an orgasm, like you, I know like most of you can tap into that. It's like, so imagine being that all the time, right? How big are you? And so, well, you're huge. Yeah. Yes. So choosing to live in that greatness, in that bigness, in that expansiveness, in the light, and in like the shine, is for me living an orgasmic experience, living your sexual energy fully and with integrity. So also, you know, knowing that this is a powerful energy and you're using it with connection to your heart, that you're doing it for yourself. It's like, it's magnetic and for you, so that you're not manipulating other people, but you are, you know, choosing for your highest you. Because you know, there's like these old patterns of using sexual energy to manipulate men or women. Like there's this like weird connection in relationships. But when you really take responsibility and you are responsible for your own energy, then everything else is like, okay, you know, it's happening because I am choosing it. And I'm responsible for every experience that I'm having. And I can change it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And I think it's amazing about how you also explained how to embody it. Just not the sexual energy is not just doing something, what we say, in a bedroom or something like that, or just with yourself or with a partner, but to really embody that energy. But I do have a question as well. Is what you mentioned is also about women not having an orgasm or not very often. I know a lot of women have that as well, or they have it with a partner, for example, but they have difficulty getting to that point by themselves. So do you maybe have some advice for women?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So for me, again, it comes to like, you got to start with yourself first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because every woman is a connection, or it's a balance between feminine and masculine essence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have this beautiful flow, which is the Shakti, the sexual energy. It's like you're feminine, and then you have your warrior as your container, like the force, the strength, and that's both of you. So can you actually feel safe and trust yourself enough to go into your orgasms, to go explore? And a lot of women have blocks. It can be very something that you don't even remember, all the way to sexual trauma and experiences like that. And just knowing that, you know, everything that has happened to you happened to show you some place inside of you where you can grow. So all these, like, it can be even a word, yeah, or a sentence, or whatever experience, or anything that can block that energy to flow. So what it requires for any woman to feel is to feel, to be completely present with every feeling inside of your body, and to allow yourself to feel. And then from there, from the deep allowing of an acceptance of all the feelings, like being okay, like I am angry, okay, can I feel the anger inside of me? Or I am sad, can I feel the sadness? I am happy, like can I be happy for me? You know, like, again, bringing that the responsibility for your own feelings inside of you and knowing how to be with them, because the sexual energy actually moves these feelings, and orgasms like move these like anger and frustration and joy and laughter and love, like all these things are all part of orgasms. Yeah. And so because women don't feel safe and trust themselves, they're giving power to their partner, for example, or someone else to hold space for this, and which is beautiful if it comes from a connection of safety and like healthy relationship, healthy boundaries, knowing, but actually taking that step back and say, okay, do I feel safe in my body for me? Do I trust my body for me? Do I know what I want, and can I ask for what I want for me instead of pleasing others? So it just goes back to, can I feel, trust, be with myself, fully present every moment? And then in that space, the orgasms come. But the point is to get to a place where you allow yourself to feel, and that may be scary, and it's okay. It's also okay to be scared as long as it doesn't stop you. Because I know there is more for you to experience in your body, because I have experienced it and I have been living it. And it's so worthy to do that, to embody yourself fully, to be free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is beautiful advice. And I think that will be really, really helpful as well. Yeah, and so what you also mentioned is that we actually can use orgasms to create or to attract things to us, so we're open to receive. Could you just maybe share a little bit more about that as well?
Absolutely, yes. This is my favorite thing to do. It's like, okay, I just want to, I think the best way to say is like describe my day. And how I create things. So I have online courses and clients and different companies. So when you, at the beginning you're like, oh, I love, you know, the word womanpreneur. It's like when I tapped into that sexual energy, it started like flowing through me. And when I don't stop it, suddenly like things come create, like the root chakra, the sexual energy where it comes from, like the yoni and the tailbone, it's connected to grounding and to material world. So success in terms of money. And so when you open that space, everything starts flowing in, and that's why it's important to receive. So basically, like whatever I spent most of my day to make sure that I feel good, because the feeling is what attracts like, right? So I do my practices, I breathe, I spend time in nature. Like I just constantly live in this flow of allowing and receiving. And from that place, I take action. And when something is off, like I go, okay, like I feel like I want to expand myself to have one more client. I go and I move my sexual energy. I have like a beautiful deep orgasm where every cell of my being just relaxes, because that opens my body to hold, to be able to hold more. So I literally just spend my days like laying open and I watch like things come. But it has taken time to awaken this potent energy to be able to just, okay, open my legs and say, you know, this is me leading and being in the feminine way. And I also take action, like, you know, I am very much like warrior quality, but magnetizing and using the sexual energy is very much about being able to receive. So it all ties together. Whenever you have an orgasm, you can send off to the universe, your desire, or something that you're manifesting. Maybe you have created a vision board. If you guys know what's vision boarding, you put you put different things like what you want in the future, like you can write it down, or especially today is actually new moon. Yeah. So it's a really potent time to choose what you are creating in your life. Is there anything that you would like in your life right now that pops in your head?
Yeah, I think for me, it's mainly, I think, also romantic partnership. So that's really, I feel like something, before I wasn't ready for it, I first needed to go within and really explore myself and get to know myself. And I feel like recently I'm more at the stage like, yeah, I'm really open for it, ready for it, and something I would really want to bring in. Yeah, that's the first thing that comes up for me.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, it's up there. And you can go. So now you have the thing, right? You say, okay, I would love to share. I would love to, what exactly, like romantic partnership, how does it feel in your body? So I want you to go and make love to yourself as if you already had that partner. Like, and feel it inside of every cell of your body. You know, if you can, if you are able to touch yourself the way, like, you know, that person would, like, you are the only one who knows the best, what you know, for yourself in the moment. And then always when you manifest from the sexual energy, you put it, or better, because you never know what is possible for you, like what you haven't even experienced. Because there is always something that you can't even imagine because you've never lived it.
Yeah.
Like you can't feel something, like, for example, like when we say romantic partnership, you can only know what you have experienced, like in your body. And there's also like this feeling of like, I know there is more for me, but you can't yet get into it because you have never felt it. Yeah. So you put like, or better, so that you can receive even more. That is like the best for you. And knowing that it comes in different ways, like you just got to be ready to receive it, to say yes to it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Well, nice.
Yeah, that's very good to also give an example and really how, really practically, how do we do it? And I think it's really powerful. Yeah, I definitely think it's powerful.
Well, I would love to hear more about, if you know, what will happen after.
How it all unfolds. because it's good that you mentioned it about also going beyond it, because that's sometimes the difficulty, I think, with labels, especially like romantic partnership. That's the label I could find in a moment, but it doesn't really behold exactly what you want, because like you mentioned before, there's a lot of things in society and projections onto a word. So it's also the meaning you give to it.
And also what you want might not be what you need, and what the universe is like, what's meant for you. Yeah. So just you go to the best you can, and then you let the universe deliver the rest.
Yeah. So that's also really important, I think, when it comes to receiving, is to, or manifesting, however you want to mention it, that to not be too focused on what it should exactly be or how it should come in. That's really important as well.
It can have a very different color, very different shape, very different form. But it's important to know the feeling. How does it feel, right? Does it feel safe? Do you trust? Do you feel inspired? Do you feel creative? Do you feel loved? Do you feel like all these things are sometimes like, when you feel it, your old you might want to run away because you never realize that you deserve all of this. And that it's okay that you can have it all. Right? Like a lot of people are used to operating fear-based, which means like there's always contraction, there's always struggle, there's always drama, and you are like, you're looking for that. right? You're like living in that loop. And when something that feels so good and trusting and delicious and safe comes, like your body's like, oh, this is not for me because I'm not worthy of that. Like that's the unconscious running. So just realizing the difference between these two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool that you mentioned that because that's what I always had before. So before when I was meeting men or even someone you knew it felt right and trusting, and then I would be like the runner and run away or push something away from me. And that's why I think for me that period of really exploring myself more, getting to know myself was so important. Because I also had to deal with a lot of, and I'm still in the process of it, but deal with a lot of unworthiness, right? Mm-hmm. That we can feel unworthy to receive love, but it can reflect in so many different areas of your life. Also what you mentioned with money or any needs of you that you have or any desires that you feel unworthy of having it. So do you maybe have some advice for things to do or how you can focus more that you feel more worthy of receiving and what you desire, whatever it might be for? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so huge and again, so simple. It's literally just recognize it's breathing and recognizing that you are worthy and perfect in this very moment. And there is nothing that is holding you back from that. A part of you and your old self and the fear-based. So always asking yourself question when you're moving forward, is this out of love or is this out of fear? And then just keep going, like keep, you know, being inspired by people who are living it, find support in that mentor or programs or listen to podcasts like this, like just keep in the vibration of worthy. Like people who feel worthy are giving like a vibration or frequency of that, and just being in the presence is like you're accepted, you're loved, you're worthy, like all of that is already within you. Yeah, it's just you just gotta remember. Yeah
that's great, because I always believe it's what's most powerful is making decisions and actions come from like love and inspiration, and that's the simplest way to really make big changes in our life instead of forcing it, right? Mm-hmm. So do you maybe also have some last advice for women who are still what we also talked about before in the podcast, that are still really into the forcing, controlling, and really the action-oriented warrior, which is also beautiful, but how to also get more in touch with your own feminine and the receiving?
Yeah, well, the first thing that pops is it really worthy to sacrifice your body and to force your body into something that you are not? Mm-hmm. To live in a way that other people chose for you instead of finding your own self. And that is the deep thing for everyone, is like this question, you know, what is your truth, and is what you are living really true to you? And that will make you stop and be like, oh, hold on a minute, let me just breathe, let me get inspired, let me move into the practices that will bring me into my body. Like for me, I literally had to stop everything. I had to go to like the low, deep, deep, deep bottom ends of my, like of the darkness and the beingness to then rise. It's like Phoenix being reborn. And then I had this aha moment that you're being reborn every moment. Yeah, so the fear of death also comes like with this new moon, it's a darkness and the transition, and being reborn all the time is something that is important to notice that you have the choice in every moment, and you can rise reborn in every moment. So the practice would be just find a place where you can feel and breathe, you know. And if you don't know how, okay, get a mentor, get an online course, come work with me, of course, or, you know, listen to your podcast. But like, go and do something about it from a place of the true, like, magnetic connection. Like, you have it, I want it too, I'm gonna see what you're doing, so I can you know, unlock it and remember inside of me. Because that is the key. It's like we each hold different keys. Like, okay, you know, I am here to really lead and catalyze freedom in everyone. But that doesn't mean that that's something that you are here to do, mm-hmm. right? Like, what is your unique blueprint? And then come and do it. Be free in that. Yeah,
wow. I love that advice. It's so powerful. And yeah. Also, I love it that you shared about the phoenix, because for me, like, the phoenix is a very important symbol for me personally. And because I have personally actually experienced a near-death experience. And from that moment on, I always identified with the symbolism of the phoenix, of, you know, burning away the old and rising from the flames
from the
and
ashes.
Also... Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the ashes and transforming. Transformation isn't always comfortable, right? We first mm-hmm. have to sometimes dive really deep, and then to let go of all those things that are no longer us, right? And we're just holding on and clinging on to it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I even have a phoenix, a big one, tattooed on my calf. It's like
magic.
Yeah, I love it.
I get you, girl. I got it.
Yeah,
that's what happens, you know, when you awaken this energy, like this intuition and in like the guidance, the like psychic abilities and all this, it just naturally comes with that. Like it's time to really rise to your sensitivity and to even like I'm gonna like telepathic connections, and it's just all these things. Like it's not like a sci-fi movie or kind of Wonder Woman. Like we are living this Wonder Woman life. Like, do you want to be a Wonder Woman? Okay, tap into your sexual potential and get going from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. And I really want to thank you so much for being on here today. You shared so much amazing things that I know will be so, so helpful, and also helpful for me personally as
my
well.
Pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure.
And what if people say, yeah, I'm really interested in to know more about you, what you do, or maybe even work with you. How can they find you?
Mm-hmm. So it's... eliskava.cz or .com, but we can put the link maybe under the podcast and yes. Just share. So yeah, and Instagram, the handle is eliska.vaiea. It just you'll probably find it under let's put it under the podcast. Yeah. And yes, please come open. Can fly free into your sexual potential, magnetic you, because yeah, it's time to really embody the Wonder Woman, and learn how to be with that new you, and live it fully.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, and I will definitely to make it, of course, a lot easier. Just put it in the description, the link, so it will be easy to find you. Yeah. And again,
I really like responding to Instagram, so that's the fun.
Okay. One. Yes.
To get in touch with me.
Okay. Perfect. So, and again, thank you so much for being on the Pivot of Change, and it's awesome having you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Ciao.
Bye.